is Dr. Ralf Matega, political analyst. Always a pleasure to chat to you. Let's talk now about the politics of what we saw unfold yesterday. One could argue the relative success of parties like Action SA and the Patriotic Alliance would not have been lost on the EFF, and that's why they're jumping on the increasingly anti-foreign sentiment bandwagon.
Good morning, Bongani. Good morning to 702 listeners. Thanks for inviting me. I think when this idea came forth, when it was reported that this visit was planned, Bongani, I said to myself, the only word that came to my mind was clearly intimidation. This is because this issue, we know, the issue of immigration, it becomes readily available for exploitation. But the manner in which the EFF is going about it, especially in this case yesterday, Bongani, I mean, the power relations between the EFF as a party and the owners of the restaurant, it's so different. The EFF is a powerful party. Therefore, it is not in a position where it can actually respectfully and even go at that level. If they wanted to do something like that, Bongani, they could have marched to the restaurant association's offices, not to the workplace there. It's just going to instigate problems that are, even procedurally, as Tony Healy was saying, it's unjustifiable. There are legal questions.
Right. Rolf, why are they allowed to get away with it? Journalist Ferial Haffaji yesterday pointing out in the Daily Maverick a number of things they have done in the public, whether it was, threatening to go to the bush to take up arms, whether it was cutting off the throat of whiteness, threats to journalists, and so on and so forth. Why are they allowed to get away with essentially breaking the law?
I think they do it because it's doable. My observation is that generally sometimes at times, I mean, I observe South Africa, Bongani, I think there is still some kind of fascination with the anti-establishment. And this thing is a dangerous thing because once you allow such kind of things within the system that actually is accessible, I mean, you can go to court, Bongani. There are many litigation cases that have been taken on behalf of the vulnerable. And these issues can also be raised through committee. But this disruption of the system, I think it feeds on some signs of indifference towards formal authority that actually even prevails within our society to a certain extent, Bongani. They do it because it's doable. It can bring some kind of rewards.
Well, you talk about formal authority. There doesn't seem to be any response from the authorities, and that's why they're acting with impunity. But also, Rolf, across the spectrum, because it's easy enough to point the finger at the Red Berets, but across the spectrum, we're seeing a tougher tone. Even apropos government's position on the Zim special permits. In fact, the Labour Minister, Thula Sinxele, yesterday essentially agreed that we need quotas on the number of foreign workers. And it makes no sense to me, because why would you allow people to come and live here legally and then live in poverty?
And Bongani, you see, this is where I think the whole debate is concerning for me, because government seems to exonerate itself from failure to have a coherent policy on immigration. We are where we are because government did not have policy on immigration. Then now they make a turnabout, realizing that this issue is beginning to gain that political traction, other instigators within our society, and some people are genuinely concerned about it, no doubt about it, Bongani. But I think the solutions that are being proposed are some populist solutions that do not seek to own the problem and come up with some realistic solution to this. This idea of just suddenly waking up and threatening to get rid of the permits, not understanding that people have actually been built families here. All of these things is government refusing to take responsibility and taking advantage of the people's emotions about this, Bongani.
Listen, if people are allowed to come here and live in poverty, in penury, then it's not only going to end in tears, it's going to end in bloodshed. You watch this space. Dr. Ralf Matega, appreciate your time as always, political analyst.